This podcast is a product of the Hyper RPG Podcasting Network. Visit hyperrabbitpowergo.com to learn more.
Season 3, episode 4. Mm-hmm. Pretty exciting. Can't tell you the name of it because it would give some things away. So I'll tell you at the end of the episode. That being said,
I
wrote it.
Is it called Death of the Jimbo
Crimson? That's the enticement. That's the great stuff.
As long as it's not called the one where Emrest dies, I'm fine.
Like I said, we'll wait till the end of the episode. Quick, we'll start off with our first unlock. This is called Groth Souvenirs. So for Lightside, tier one, we have a hut ball. We've talked so much about hut ball specials. And
I guess
it's a real sport, so
yeah, hut ball.
I guess they'd be playing it there.
It's kind of like the Bakura Souvenirs from
Yeah.
Unlock a game of hut ball?
Huh? No, an actual hut ball.
An actual hut ball.
It's like it's like a dodgeball, I think. It's like a giant ball that you throw.
So it's just like a dodgeball. It's a bouncy ball.
What's a bouncy ball?
Ooh, can it be more like what like the Aztecs played with? Where they're like hard.
That's actually kind of more
like a workout ball.
Yeah.
Tier light side tier two is a Sabacc deck. You guys can Sabacc.
It's a Sabacc what?
It's like space Sabacc.
Sabacc.
It's like space poker.
Yeah.
And then the word you said after Sabacc. That?
It's like a deck of the cards.
Deck.
So you can like, you know,
deck is the
hustle
word.
Yes, it was, and, you know, you can play the game.
I wasn't sure who Sabacc was,
but I was like,
do we want that?
Like,
I don't know.
Is that
going
that's useless.
Yeah,
tier three, it's like a CD Brisby Land dark side. It's a battle helmet. You can get a battle helmet. So think of it like a souvenir. Cool. Like a, I was here.
But like it doesn't have mouse ears.
No. It's like a gladiator helmet. So it's like a real
okay.
It's got like a hot
top. But it's like a souvenir one. Yeah. It's not a real one.
Because tier one dark side is a straight up Groth drinking helmet. So imagine like the one that has like the cans.
Oh my god, it's like a funnel.
And that's
got it.
Got
it. So it's like,
I guess
value?
A hut. I guess so. You put like a hut on your head and
dibs on that if we get
I'm
it.
Just
guys.
Writing
dibs.
Funnel.
tier two dark side is loaded dice, so you can do your you can make your own equivalent of Qui-Gon Jinn bets, convoluted and using the Force to cheat. And then last, but not least, the tier three dark side is a gladius, which is like a short sword used in gladiatorial tournaments.
Oh, dang.
So light side is a helmet, dark side, tier three is a sword. That's it. That's all of it. We'll see what you guys get from the shop. I'm going to start the clock.
By what we get, we mean what cool behind you is.
You're catching
on.
That
guy is so cool.
I just want him with a drinky.
Well,
can't
whatever
drink.
We get, those unlocks are going to change everything.
Yes, they are.
They're going to change the course of the game.
Yep. And history.
Spice has been unlocked. I cannot stress how much that has affected this game.
Affected the game.
Okay. We have a wonderful, not stressful for a GM situation of a split party on two different planets.
We do.
We have one of you on Groth, which is kind of like a criminal resort planet. And then we have two of you on Chandrila, which is a core world. It's kind of like the bread basket of the core worlds. It's a lot of agricultural stuff.
Which is good for us.
Which is good. You guys like your bread. You've been searching for answers. You've been kind of here. You've been dealing with the Yenlock Corporation. Last we left you, you kind of gave yourself up to Yemla. You were talking to them. They kind of were not really giving you real answers. That Landspeeder was crashed into by Zacchaeus Eubankius, kind of a strange adventurer, outdoorsman, survivalist, conspiracy theorist-like individual who took you away from the crash, started to tell you his theories on Yemla. And then proceeded to just leave after kind of an altercation with the two of you. So now you just, we're gonna start with you. We open up. It's nighttime. You're out in the forest. You're in what's left of the camp. He kind of grabbed whatever supplies he could before he left. Mm-hmm. But he just kind of stormed off. So he's like his crumpled tent. There's like the cooler that he was like pulling drinks from. there's a few things to remind you of your extensive equipment. Arenval, you have a dock hammer, and Io, you did manage to swipe the night vision goggles from Zagius.
We have that name tag.
And you have the
security
key card.
Security card.
We open up on you. In the night, on Chandrilla, in the forest. The hilly, mountainy forest.
Well, I would say that didn't go as expected, but I'm not really sure what to expect out of this anymore.
Yesterday, I purchased a 5,000 credit bottle of wine.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have a little over 500 credits, no shoes, and a hammer.
Forgot about the shoes.
If that isn't a metaphor for my life, I really don't know what is.
That's the way the hut trap door springs. Well, I guess we look around for anything useful.
Take out my data pad.
Sure. You're out in...
I'm not looking for signal.
Sure.
I'm looking for things I've saved.
Sure.
I pull up the pictures that I saved from the first, second, third searches for Veildaya.
Mm-hmm. What are you looking at?
The interiors.
Again, the pictures that you grabbed were of this kind of very lavish, ornate interiors. There seems to be the different rooms that you had saved. There was like the main kind of dining room. There was like a gathering hall. There was
galleries and galleries and galleries. Full of paintings. Just flip through them.
Sure. Aaron, what do you do?
I'm rifling through the campsite.
Sure. Go ahead and do...
A rifle?
Yeah, you're going to rifle. Do your perception on this.
Sure. What am I rolling again?
I'm going to make it 3.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you a natural setback because it's nighttime in the forest without much light.
Fair.
You don't have cat vision. This just in case. I don't see anything.
One success, one disadvantage.
Okay. Well, in particular, were you kind of looking for?
I know that you just need some inspiration, but I have no idea.
Sure.
Honestly, so no clue.
You're looking around.
We're just in the woods.
Yeah, you're in the woods. Look, it's dark. You're kind of rummaging through the camp. This is...
Maybe something to stay warm.
Sure. Sure, you find like a poncho that you can put on. It looks, I'll describe it, you can decide whether or not you put it on. It looks dirty, it looks like it hasn't really been washed maybe ever. Zaki Subankius, as you remember, had a certain stench to him. You're looking around, you're finding other things, like there's the cooler with like the alcoholic beverages in it. You're looking around, you don't find much really in this initial pass, when then something catches your eye. And maybe you didn't notice this before because it's been dark and Zaki's kind of grabbed you and pulled you out into the woods. You were hiking for a long time. It was quite an ordeal. You find
my ship,
a pair of hiking boots that seem oddly small for maybe like...
Okay.
They look like men's hiking boots, but they're not like, you don't remember particularly looking at Zacky's Eubanks' feet, but somehow in a not diehard situation, his feet fit about the same size you think from kind of looking at it as Io's.
Okay. I pick up the boots. Well, I have good news. Io.
Hi.
You're stuck in the woods with a hammer and shoes on. I sort of leave those next to her.
They look relatively clean and pristine, as almost these were like special occasion boots. And Zacchaeus, you may see his kind of messed up brain, like his holiday boots.
What sort of conspiracy theory event would he be going to?
I don't know. Those guys like to get together sometimes. I mean, everybody has to cut loose a little, right? Even the Eubankiuses of the world. Hey. I'm, like, messing with the tent.
Sure. It's kind of, like, crumpled, so...
I'm, like, just doing my best to, like...
Kind of...
And then a woman screamed.
You hear... Oh, I think notifications might still be on.
Notification sounds are still on.
From the previous one. My ones are
going
off. Go ahead and roll. Go ahead and roll your coordination on this.
Okay. What am I rolling against? Roll against tent.
I will.
I will honestly say he's probably never done a tent.
Yeah, he's never tented. Yep. All right, and then I'll add an
too late. Three successes. Three successes, two disadvantages.
Okay.
So as I'm successfully building my tent.
You successfully build the tent. So you kind of fix... you put it back so it's no longer kind of crumpled. It looks like it's kind of barely holding on. So it's now retaking the form of a tent. But it's still kind of like dented and stuff, and it looks like maybe if... there was any sort of inclement weather. If it started to rain, all of a sudden it would probably just kind of collapse back in itself.
Yeah.
But as of now, it's back in 10-4.
Okay. Good news if we don't want to hike tonight. Io, stay in the present, Io. Hey. There you are. Kind of keep just rifling around. I don't really have a data pad or anything to look at.
Sure. There was like the cooler of alcohol that he gave you one.
Oh, good.
There seems to still be some in there. There's like a pit. There is a like fire pit. There's not one currently used.
Got it. Can I ask you a question? It's a little personal.
You could read me so well, don't you already know the answer? Whatever the question is.
Maybe not. You said, Zacchaeus's condition wasn't up to your usual methods of interrogation?
Yeah.
What kind of methods are those?
I used to live a different life, Aaron.
So did I.
Don't know if you would have liked me back then.
I have a feeling I probably would have.
Well, trust me, you probably wouldn't.
Well, in that case, be an optimist. We didn't meet back then.
Yeah. There are things about my old life that I miss a lot.
Like what?
5,000 credit bottles of wine.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Other things I'm not so sure of anymore.
I haven't been sure of a lot of things since we've been... well, since... I've been out trying to play pirate. I'm sure of a couple of things.
Like what?
Something I've been thinking about. We didn't stay in the car because there was a big mission in front of us and things we had to do, and then I didn't ask you to dance because there were a million things we were supposed to do and there wasn't time. And I know we're probably not supposed to stay in the woods, because...
It's the woods.
It's the woods, and there's never time. I'm fidgeting with my drink and just sort of walking over to Io. If I've learned anything since joining this crew, there's never going to be time unless we make it.
It was deep.
Thank you. Why don't we stay in the woods?
We didn't stay in the car. Don't get many chances for a do-over, do we?
We don't.
Let's stay in the woods. It's a nice night.
I hold up my hand.
You could put the beer down at first.
I awkwardly put the beer down. On a rock. Do you know what I do miss? There's no music, but I miss waltzing.
You waltz?
Oh, on Show Tehran you have to dance.
Or else?
Let's keep the night pleasant.
Okay.
I take Io in my arms and just lead.
Go ahead and roll.
Your really? Coordination. Really?
You risk it like tripping over her or something. Yeah.
That's fair. It's gonna be.
I'm gonna take.
It's gonna be two purple.
Okay.
You're gonna get a natural setback because it's nighttime, and you're gonna get a natural boost because you've done this plenty of times before.
You get a bonus because it's nighttime and you're dancing close with someone. That's a plus,
right?
Try dancing in the woods, though.
I'm gonna take one of my boosts because this is Aaron's big moment.
Okay. Great.
One success, two advantages.
Nice.
Nice.
My boy.
Okay, you just start waltzing away around the trunks, around like the cooler, around the...
Paint the picture, Bert.
The weird tent.
The tent that's been kind of put back together.
Wow.
That you're hearing.
Yeah, the hobo stove.
The hobo stove.
Oh, hobo stove.
You know, as you're kind of doing it, you look over and you see that there's just kind of been clothes that have been hung out on like on a line, but for like a brief moment in the light, it almost looks like it's some sort of kind of weird derelict regalia. Kind of thank you. You guys are both kind of cut up in a moment. When a voice says out, I'm sorry, are you two lost?
No.
Aaron, go ahead and roll your perception for me, please.
Who could it be now?
What am I rolling against?
Four purple dice.
It always feels like somebody's watching me.
There are two boosts.
I have faith that the internet will take care of the other half of the party.
Nah. Yeah.
Take them.
That's fine. Go for it, man.
Take them.
Okay, I'll take them.
We're in mortal danger, but you're dancing. Take it.
Yeah, it's really important.
It is cramping your style.
Yeah.
Three successes, one disadvantage.
Ooh. Ooh.
You obviously both hear where the sound is coming from. Obviously, this person is way closer, kind of gotten to the camp than you would have thought. You were caught up in the thing. So you know exactly where it's coming from. It sounds as if there's some sort of strange effect to the voice. And as this individual steps out, of the trees, the moonlight reveals a person in full Mandalorian armor. Sorry, I mean, I can let you finish. It seems like you guys are lost. I can give you a few more minutes, I guess.
Do we look lost?
I don't know, Io, you tell me.
Oh, fuck.
And as he reaches for his comms, he says, Overwatch, this is Saar Draska. I've found the targets. Please, we have a few minutes. If you just want to keep dancing, that's fine. Don't mind me. I'm here. But I just say, take your time, wrap it up, because we'll be leaving shortly, and you want to save your energy, I think.
Is this someone who knows your name and we're glad about it, or is this someone who knows your name and I hit him with a hammer?
What do you think, Aaron Bell?
Well, we're not dead yet.
That's a good use of words, yeah.
And perceptive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, not really, because I kind of snuck up on you guys, but, you know, in the moment, I get it.
Can you blame me?
I cannot. I mean, I'm telling you, if you want, there's a tent, you guys got about 2 minutes.
Do over later.
I don't know who you are, but I don't like you.
I'm not really paid to have you like me, Io.
Who are you?
I'm just here to make sure that you have a meeting with somebody that I think you want to talk to and definitely wants to talk to you. Suddenly there's like a shuttle that's above the trees as a spotlight shines down upon the camp, and you hear as three individuals jump jet out of the shuttle and land in the camp. I will go ahead and roll. Do your perception.
What am I rolling against?
I'm going to make it 4 difficulty.
And I'm rolling.
2 successes, 1 disadvantage.
Is Io.
Oh,
one failure and 2 disadvantages.
You want to use mine?
I'm gonna use the other one.
I'll split the difference.
It's 2 of us here. We're both looking around.
Mm-hmm. We're right next to each other. Like right up on each other.
Fair enough. I'll split the. I interrupted the really timid moment, so I feel a little legitimately bad, but I don't.
Except it doesn't feel bad at all.
I don't feel bad at all. You guys notice that as the individuals jump jet down, they are also wearing what looks like armor and gear and face masks, but it's not Mandalorian, or at least not the same thing that Saar Draska is wearing. So they have helmets on, they're talking, they start communicating through like the speakers. Sir, Omega Squad has tracking the other one, we should have him shortly. So Saar Draska just kind of just puts his hands up and he's like, I don't understand how difficult this was. I don't understand really how much trouble I guess you guys apparently caused, but if you'll kindly step aboard as the shuttle starts to like come down, should be a pretty short trip.
As long as we're together, I'm okay. We're okay.
The last time
clearly all have guns as well, if that's not clear. But.
The last time we got into a vehicle, blindly, we were in a pretty awful land speeder wreck.
It was bad.
Yeah. That's what it looked like.
So you'll forgive me of my hesitation with you now.
One of the other troopers kind of just instantly pulls out a gun and is pointing at you and he's like, we can do this the easy way, or we can do this the hard way. I prefer that you guys went along on your own accord, under your own functions, but to be completely honest, I'm not being really paid to I'm just being paid to bring you there. I don't necessarily need to bring you there.
By who?
You'll find out soon enough. You're not really in a position to... And he kind of like points, and they all have like guns. They're all like... You're in them, like, kind of turn the safeties on or off.
Oh, I have a hammer and you don't have shoes on.
Please, it's a short trip, and I've been told that all of this will be cleared up shortly.
Fine.
Fine. Please.
We head for the speeder.
As you kind of head to this kind of shuttle, Sarah Draska is like, yeah, this is too easy. Next stop, Valdaya. And we're going to cut.
Dang.
To Groth. To a cell. Erg, it's been some time since you last saw Emrys. Last time you saw your life mate, months ago, Cloud City, I believe, was the last time. And it's been kind of a roller coaster of emotions since she was taken. Mm-hmm. You're kind of in a dark cell. There's very little light. You're hearing like dripping and stuff. Think very much like Jabba's palace, where Han Solo and Chewie are. But it's unmistakable. You see Emrys, and you see that Emrys has a very distinct Tagorian bulge of pregnancy, I guess is the best way to...
That is belly. That's bulge the best of pregnancy.
Definitely the scientific
term. That's a radical term.
So it says belly bump on Wikipedia, or if it doesn't, it does now.
It does now. Tagorian
baby bump.
Baby bump.
A baby bump.
She has a baby bump. Yeah.
Clearly, a bulge of pregnancy.
Jesus Christ.
A bulge of joy.
Bulge of... there's some bulging that went into making them, at least.
Bulging baby joy.
She's there. Mm-hmm. She sees you. You see her. Right now, it's just silent, as you're both kind of staring at each other. The only thing in this room, the sound is like the dripping of like water. You can tell maybe it's like you guys are underground, and even though it's just like a drop, 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 it's almost like the sound of like thunder because of the silence between the two of you.
Deafening silence.
It's really funny.
Take a moment to compose myself. And Herg is thinking about so many things right now, but he looks up at Emrys, and after what feels like an eternity, he says,
"People are being..."
You hear like screaming from like another cell.
Sure, sure, like, sure. Not distracted. Away, yeah. Not distracted. Yeah. Hurt. Not distracted. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. He says, "Are you hurt? Are you all right?"
She doesn't say anything. She just starts to walk over towards you.
I walk as well.
And as you kind of close the distance, she just like reaches out and kind of like grabs your shoulders because she's taller than you.
Yeah.
And just like picks you up. And just does the Tagorian head boop.
Oh, man. Yes, I'm okay. How are you here?
I cannot believe it. She starts to like do like the cat like rubbing just like face on your face.
The purring between Emrys and Herg is louder than our whispers.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Lyra's in the cell with me?
No.
No.
I thought you... No, no. What happened?
No, y'all were separated.
She got separated.
Oh, that's right.
Remember, you tried to attack the dude and then you got zapped.
I got zapped. Where is she right now? Whatever, I don't care. So, the point is... the purring is really loud.
Yeah, I just
got reunited with
that.
That's my focus right now. And then afterwards, we'll figure out how to save Lyra. But, Herg is just kind of... regurgitating information. We've tracked you down, and wherever we found you, and I came here, and I'm here with...
She's still holding you the whole time. Like, he hasn't put you down.
Yeah. And then Herb will reach his hands, his paws out, and kind of embrace her and start nuzzling her and kissing her and licking her. And,
sure.
You know, just holding her.
At one point, kind of that's going on for... You guys have been known to be rather physical with each other.
I put my hands on her belly.
She grabs your paw, your hand.
Oh.
And she moves you directly to her bump. her belly. And maybe it's just kind of the deprivation of being in like a dark room where there's very little sound, but it's almost as if your senses are heightened to an extreme and you are just feeling the warmth from her belly. You're feeling movement, just like a kick hits your hand. And you aren't, go ahead and roll.
Roll for twins. You okay, Emma? You all right?
I'm fine, yeah.
Okay. This is littered. I'm about to cry right now. This is the miracle.
It's going to be like four of
them. Just go ahead and roll. That's dumb. I don't want that to be there.
I have a stat on here that is how pregnant is your wife. That's where.
Oh, good, good. Roll that for me. Do your cool. Do your cool on this one.
Okay. What am I rolling against?
Two. Difficulty.
I will take the one challenge dice. And that's it.
Okay.
All right.
Shit.
I gave a blank.
Come on. No. It's not that funny, Emma. No. It's not that funny.
It's pretty funny. And suddenly you stop feeling them move.
No, it's really sad when a yellow die comes up blank. Yeah. It's basically the worst. Exactly,
yeah. One success, one disadvantage.
Okay.
Or threat.
So I'm not a horrible person yet. You feel like there is a lot of movement in there. Mm. Or at least the perception that there's movement. You don't know if maybe it's multiple cubs.
What is the average litter size for Togorians?
What is the average Togorian litter size?
It's on average. There's been cases of 13 cubs.
Jesus Christ!
13 kittens.
I just want you to know. Average. You did this.
That's not average. Those are some of the recorded.
The extreme ones?
Extreme, yeah.
Yeah. Like the book, Togorian Book of Lists.
Yeah.
Also, litters of just one and two cubs are also pretty common.
Sure.
But the average is like 4.5, somewhere in there.
4.5.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
0.5. Half a kid. Yeah.
You feel like it's probably an average amount, possibly more. I don't know. I guess because they're inside her, but there's a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. She's like, I know we both said that we never wanted to have kids because they're annoying and terrible and so easily throwable, but yes. When they're ours, it's so much different.
Yes. I am feeling things. Herc had his eyes closed and just like tears are escaping as he was feeling Emres's belly. I am feeling things I have never felt before. Within myself and for you as well, Emres.
I am so blessed to see you here, but at the same time so troubled that you've been thrown into this, and I don't know.
Do not be troubled.
How we're going to get out.
We have a plan.
She picks you up again. Tell me the plan. I knew that you wouldn't just so brazenly come in here and attack the first person that you see. You're smarter than that. You're my Herg.
Yes. 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 The plan. The plan is, as you know, half of my crew is here. They're your Jimbo. Captain is here.
Yes. They are part of our pack, as last I said.
Half of our pack is here. They are on the outside.
Good, good.
We have one other person here on the inside. She was supposed to lead me to you, but I was led here by myself. The plan is for us to escape, you and I, together. Good. Using my skills and my mitts.
Our mitts.
Our mitts. Yes.
And when is this going to happen?
When you are ready.
Well, let me just pack my things. Oops, I'm done. Let's go.
God damn it, you're so fucking funny. I love you so much.
Well, if we must wait for your friends, is what it seems like, then
No, they will be waiting for us.
I think I know of when we can... If they are truly watching us...
They will be.
Then I know...
What is
the perfect
best
time?
When is it?
But you're not going to like it.
I'm going to love it. When is it?
You're going to love it. I feel as if your presence is what they overheard the guard saying, that there's going to be a grand spectacle in the arena, the execution. I assumed it was just myself. I could not have known that you would be there too, but if we are to escape, that would be the time. And if that is when we are to die, then I would want to do it with nobody else besides you.
I feel the same way, my beloved. But it is not our time to die.
No.
Not yet.
Now. She grabs her hand again and she like puts it on her bump.
Now is the time to live.
Yes.
Let's just pray to the Force that your friends are truly watching us.
They will be.
Fade. Cut to Kilara.
I'm gonna be a dad.
Caleb.
Veldrin.
Shamwell. are all kind of being escorted to, they have like, there's, again, the way that Rotha's kind of compound is set up. There's like the main palace that sits above like this large building that's kind of like the casino. They have all these different kind of more general hotel residence, but it's all next to a large coliseum, and kind of in between that, tucked in these hills that have been kind of built there, are these very exquisite posh bungalows that overlook everything. That you can take trams from these bungalows to the casino, to the coliseum. This is where her kind of revered VIP guests go, and this is where you're being taken to while Sewell is collecting your credits for the bounty of Herg and Lyra that you have dropped off. So again, there's this assistant, Tresh.
Tresh.
She's kind of leading you. It's like, this is most exciting. I can't believe it. There's so much news. This is so much. And you brought both of them. Rotha's going to be so pleased. Oh, so I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm going to take you to the bungalows. Please feel free to relax. Everything is comped. Please enjoy everything in the bar and the food that's there. If you need anything, please just let us know. And Rotha is very much pleased by your generous gifts that you brought of these two bounties. She will be most happy. And I know Sewell is just collecting the credits. So just enjoy yourself. If you'd like to go to the casino, you're more than welcome to.
Tresh, was it?
Yes, yes. And I'm sorry, you were...
Deshra,
yes.
It seems there's quite a lot of commotion around the gladiatorial arena, as I imagine there often is. Is there some sort of event to take place there tonight?
Go ahead and roll.
Mm-hmm.
Roll your charm.
Okay.
She has that.
It's going to be 3.
3. Okay. I'm going to roll it.
Okay. He's pretty funny.
2 success, 3 advantage.
Okay. She looks, oh, I shouldn't be telling you because I think Sewell wanted to tell you himself when he came, but yes, it's not for tonight, it's for tomorrow morning. This is quite an honor. You must be so honored, so overwhelmed, I can't even imagine what's going through you. The bounties you've brought are going to be the main event for tomorrow's festivities, where Rotha herself will be here as she's on her way. It's going to be very exciting. There's a large spectacle, many games, of course, but they will be the main event. And she starts to like giggle a little bit. I've heard it's going to be quite a spectacle.
They will be the main event?
Yes, yes.
I'm sure that
I've heard the Tagorians. If the one that you brought is anything like the She Tagorian, it will be, they might actually stand a chance. I will say no more. Just, of course, you're welcome as honored guests, and you're to stay until then. I'm sure Rotha herself would want to thank you for bringing
the Tagorian and the Twi'lek, who will also be at the event.
If seating can be arranged, I'm sure we would love to attend.
Yes.
Go ahead and roll. Do your negotiation.
I use that all the time. What am I rolling against?
I'll make it three. You're kind of asking for... You're asking... Well, let me clarify. Are you asking for just seating, or are you asking for particular types of seating?
Well, I just said seating could be provided, arranged.
Two.
That's better.
You're asking for particular seating.
It's going to work. Boom.
Yeah.
One success, one threat.
Yes, of course. There, we have the entire section that's dedicated to all of the bounty hunters that have been most honored to bring Uatha her bounties, her prizes.
Are you sure there's nothing better you can do?
It's a very good spot.
I think that as the bounty hunters who hand-delivered some bounties that clearly seem to be of particular interest to your mistress, we might be entitled to something a little more.
Go ahead and roll your charm. It's going to be 4 difficulty.
Okay.
I know it's the same thing. Do your negotiation, actually, for it. It's the same thing.
You know what? I will take that challenge. Why not?
Do it.
Oh, yeah. 3 success, 1 triumph.
Okay.
You know, you're absolutely right. I will... The regular seats won't do. You'll have a VIP section. Of course, it'll be you and the other bounty hunter that has brought Rother his great prize. So I will just have to make sure that there's room for everyone, but it will be fine. I will get on it, please. There's so much to do. If you just continue, she hands you like a key, and she's like, yours is the third bungalow on the left. I will get on this right away, and I will come back to you quickly as I can.
Thank you so much for your cooperation.
She runs off.
Okay. I, like, beeline for our bungalow.
Sure.
And it's like a physical key?
It's like a physical key.
Card?
Okay, it's like a physical key. Yep, it's like a straight up...
I open it up and just go in.
Okay.
I'm following.
Okay. Same.
We have the same...
Same pace, or are you booking it, or are you kind of taking your time?
I will take my time.
Kane will also take his time. As he's kind of walking, he's like, wow, okay, I guess when you gotta go, you gotta go. So, Caleb, I have a question. I don't mean to pry. If you don't want to answer it, it's totally fine. But, how'd this happen? And he points to your missing tendril. I ask because... What is it that you do?
Well, I fix things. It's what I've always done. I've always been very good at it. In a roundabout way, that's how I lost my tendril. Many tides ago, I did some work for the Pike Syndicate, modifying a smuggling ship for them. They were very pleased with my work, but thought it easier to kill me than to pay me. I put up a fight. I was hit with a blaster, but I was lucky to be alive.
Pike Syndicate doesn't mess around.
No, they do not.
Well, you said you've been like a mechanic.
Yes.
It makes sense. I just remember back on Cloud City, you seemed to be pretty handy with the blaster. I just figured there had to have been something more to it, but...
Well, let's just say the run-in with the Pike Syndicate was not my last dealing with shady people. It pays to be able to protect yourself.
Of course, I hope you're not referring to myself as well on that, but I understand. That makes sense. Well, I guess, and like at this point you've reached kind of the door, like to the bungalow. Go ahead and roll your perception.
That's right, okay. Against what?
3 difficulty.
I guess that's right, 3 difficulty. All right, let's see, no trust him.
Ooh, 1 failure. Whatever it is, I didn't see it coming.
You do not.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Okay, so you enter into the bungalow.
Apparently so.
It's nice, it's very lavish, it's a lot of mixture between like a natural look with a lot of like kind of bamboo, but there's also like expensive like technology everywhere, so yeah. It just seems like it's like a really fancy place. There's multiple stories, there's like a circle staircase that goes up to the top floor where there's kind of like a loft, there's just all the amenities you can imagine. You're there. Kilara, you had gone in there first.
Yeah, I'm at the bar.
You're just straight at the bar. Yes. Going. Okay, great, great. There's an entire
arrangement. I'm just arrangement drinking of, straight whiskey.
Great. Pop, drinking it. Mm-hmm. Your comms goes off.
Mine?
Yes.
Okay.
It's from Cool.
Cool?
Hey, Captain. How's it going?
Well, I've had better days. So far, I mean, the plan is going as planned.
Good. That's one plan. Yeah, that's great. That's why we planned.
Yes.
So the plan is a plan. I like it. Cool. I just wanted to make sure. I'm just kind of watching. You don't need me to come in. I'm just still observing.
Yes.
Making sure it's all clear out here so far.
Move to the inner perimeter towards where the bungalows are. It's like the really fancy part of the hotel.
Oh, okay. That might be difficult. So, okay, I'm on it. I'll move a little closer. Just, did you want me to contact the rebel reinforcements or let them know what's... Not yet? Okay, you got it. I'm just gonna play casual.
You do that, Cool.
Yeah, all right. Well,
you do that.
That's. I guess let me know if you need me.
I'm counting on you.
Yeah,
click. Okay, so Kilara, Caleb, you're in this place. Kilara's just drinking. Caleb, is there anything particular that you do?
I'll approach Kilara. So, what do we do now?
Well, I mean, our best bet is to be there tomorrow at the gladiatorial arena. Because this is an ancient hut throne world, there's tunnels that are beneath the palace that run in between it and the arena. That's our best bet, is to be there tomorrow when they bring everyone to the arena, get out then. With any luck, except that, I don't know, it all depends on if Sul suspects us at all. You see...
At that, Veldrin kind of walks to like the opposite side of the counter, bar counter that you're at, and pops something, pours it. He's like, yeah, can we talk about that? You want to clue me in on what's going on? Because clearly something was amiss, and I'm just trying to understand how boned we really are.
Well, remember, I'm not sure exactly how familiar you are with my previous activities on this planet.
Imagine it's zero.
Okay. Well, I used to run around with a band of pirates. They were called the Red Star Raiders. We were sort of, you know, innocent-ish in that we really only stole from really, really awful people. But we didn't exactly give to the poor, if you will.
Well, yeah, why would you do that?
That's stupid. I don't know. It makes no sense at all. I just feel like maybe it's a thing in some planets. More backwoodsy kind of places.
I doubt it.
I don't know. Yeah. Were they speaking like posh sounding accents?
And they're anyway. All foxes.
Anyway. Cool. So,
let me guess. You stole from a particular person who may or may not seems to run this facility that we're in right now.
And may or may not be returning tomorrow for some grand demonstration at her beloved gladiatorial arena. Well, the mastermind, if that is who we are to believe we encountered and turned over the bounties to.
The weak way.
Yes. He was part of that operation.
So I just want to make sure I'm following along. We turned in a bounty for one of your old crewmates.
To another
one of the people that used to be in your crew.
Yes.
Who's now seemingly working for the person that you stole a large amount of stuff from.
Yeah.
As we wait for those individuals that we've turned over to be executed in a coliseum tomorrow morning.
That's the long and the short of it.
Great. He just pours like a little bit more.
If we're not planning on helping them to escape until during the event, I'm afraid there will be too many eyes on us.
I agree.
Too many to interfere. Guards, huts, bounty hunters.
So the timetable is tonight.
Yes. Whatever we do must be done before the event.
I agree.
I'm all ears.
I just have to try to remember. Lyra, the other one who we turned in, she's the expert on the underground tunnels. She used to... You see, we spent a lot of time here, a few weeks, to pull off this heist.
So we gave our expert on how to sneak in and sneak out to them.
She's armed. The plan was for her to escape with Herg and for us to try to meet them in there.
So they will be contacting us should they escape?
No, we have to go in and try to get them out. Because if Sewell suspects anything at all, then he would have taken Lyra somewhere else entirely. Because he knows that she knows the underground tunnel system, except that he doesn't know it at all. He was never there. It's our one saving grace.
It is probably best to assume he is not onto us.
We're going to have to go with that assumption and try to sneak in tonight.
And that is what we will do.
So Eldrin kind of like goes over to like a chair and props his feet up. He's like, doesn't sound like this is going to go bad at all.
Well, whether it's going to go badly or not, it's something that we're going to have to take the risk to do. And you don't have to come with us if you're so inclined as to not.
Jury's still out.
How well do you know the tunnels to sneak in?
I snuck out through them once. My approach is generally a little more direct.
How direct?
Well, once upon a time, I may have convinced the guards of the treasury to let me in there.
I feel like that needs some elaboration.
Well, Ruatha trusted me.
And that is why you were able to convince them.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no guarantee you could do this again.
Oh, if they knew who I was. There's no way I could do it again.
Then that is not the way we will get in this time. What is the plan for this time?
Well, I know that there are tunnels that go to the arena. So if we sneak out to the arena tonight, either at the height of the action or once all the action's over, that's going to be our best bet of getting in.
So Lildren finishes the rest of what's in his glass, puts it down, kind of exaggeratedly just gets up. It sounds like to me, we are going to need some intel, and we're not going to find that here. She said to walk around, enjoy ourselves, go to the casino. That's my cover, they ask. But it seems to me, no offense, that we can't necessarily trust your friend to escape or get us anywhere. So if we're going to do this, we have to assume that we're doing it ourselves. So if you need me, contact me. But I'm not going to walk into this blind. He kind of collects his stuff. And like, as he opens the door, you hear him, like, he's already talking to, like, ITMS. ITMS, yeah, I got a job. And he just kind of walks away. Or out the door.
Kane is right. We're not going to learn anything in this bungalow.
I know. This plan was so much less complicated before. I never thought. I don't know. Sol was the last person on my mind who I thought it would be.
What kind of relationship did you have with this Sol?
I mean, he was part of my crew. He was good with machines. Not so good with people, but I never thought he was malicious or anything. I don't know.
You do not feel he is someone we could trust.
What do you mean?
Well, if your relationship with him was strong enough, it could be something that could be used to help us, if necessary. I just think it would be good to know that, going in, whether he would have a hard time killing you, knowing who you are, or might possibly help you escape.
I don't know who to trust anymore.
I'm not saying we trust him, but should it come to that, it would be good to know if we had a chance with him trusting us or whether none at all.
It's a knock at the door.
Head to the door. Who is it?
I, like, put my helmet back on.
Sure, sure. Yes, I'm here to deliver a message from Sol.
Open the door.
Sure. It's like, it's not the same assistant.
It's different.
Forwards a different person. Hi, yes, yeah, it's,
out with it.
What Riker and Deshra?
Yes.
Yes, perfect. This is compliments from Sol. He says that the rest will be processed momentarily. He just kind of hands, like, a crate.
Okay.
He kind of just plops it on the ground, and you just hear, like, sound of, like, hard credits.
Okay.
He says the first part, the rest has to be cleared, but he said to also enjoy yourself.
for me to tell you that there's festivities tomorrow. I guess you've already talked to his assistant. They're working to get rooms for you. If there's anything you need, please just call. But this is, I don't really want to be in charge of this much money. Just kind of like slides it towards you.
We'll take it.
Caleb, go ahead and do your perception again.
It's an invisible murder against. Droid.
It's going to be 4 difficulty. And yeah, I'm going to make it 4.
How important is this?
You should take it.
Take it.
Take it. I never know if it matters.
No, it always matters.
You never know. Fine.
Io and I are going home, so we're fine.
The ability.
Right, right.
There's going to be hot chocolate.
Okay. Yeah, stories.
Warm dinner.
I feel good about it.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Come on, you're about to get a
Oh, no.
I've heard every emotion in the book there.
A failure and 1 advantage. Emphasis on the advantage.
Yeah.
I don't know if it matters, but I have an excellent
night. Capital A.
Yet again, you don't see anything.
Oh, no.
But you hear something. What you hear is... Go ahead and roll.
Wouldn't I then look for whatever's making that noise?
Nope.
What am I?
You don't see it. Yeah. You don't see it. You can even look.
I hear that.
That's let it go. Maybe.
I'll let it go. It's nothing.
Do your xenology.
Xenology?
What?
Let's do my xenology.
Has anyone ever rolled
that before?
Has
anybody ever rolled that?
Absolutely.
That's our first xenology roll of the game.
I think we rolled it once before.
Didn't we roll to determine what Archie was? Definitely first of the season, Tom. Let's see how it plays out, Bill.
Is that not a song by Paula Abdul? Xenology. I'm pretty sure. What am I rolling against?
Xenology or xenology? Xenology.
Well, he said xenology. Which is good totally because xenology is actually a much higher.
Look at that.
Ready to roll.
Yeah. I'm going to make it 3.
Ranking in that.
But with a natural boost. Because you have your tendrils, you have like a heightened sense of certain things. So 3 difficulty, a natural boost. Again, you can't see it. You don't
know. Clearly not. How would one see it? Wait. 2 successes, 1 disadvantage.
Not bad. Not too bad. Not too bad. Not too bad. Not too bad.
Well, it's what we do.
We're good.
You know what it is. The problem is it's already attacked you.
Yeah.
It's already inside your head.
We have to stop doing this before Bert talks. Because it gives him ideas as to what to do.
You're like, I wonder what that is.
You turn around, there it is. Is there a Star Trek worm in my ear?
Little did you know, you fell asleep right next to a facehugger egg. Literally coming out of you.
Cool.
That's cool. Okay.
It looks like a dick. It's a hairless dick. Let's get out of here.
Oh shit.
Right.
I'm gonna pause that for a second.
Yep.
You had
success
and disadvantage. Yeah. Yeah. 2 success.
That's 2 successes. Yes. And a disadvantage.
Okay. We ended our first round.
So did we end round 1 with the words "hairless dick"?
Yes. Yeah. Probably. Cool. That's probably how
that's
we did it.
That's the first on Bats as a Parsec, Tom.
That's right, Phil.
And a strange thing for Herg to talk about.
Yeah. Ended our first round, tier 3 dark side. So kind of like with the credit box, it looks like it's functional, but almost more like ceremonial, I guess. It's like on a tray. We're going to wreck on this a little bit. You can put this tray down. There's still like a crate. Imagine like the Han Solo in the end of New Hope where he's like loading the crates, the fucking ammo crates of credits. Because he did get paid because he was a mercenary. But like next to it too is like a very ornate sword. It's like in a sheath. It looks like a kind of typical gladiator sword. But it's, you know, and it's like with an engraving of something like you know, for your service to the almighty Ruatha.
Right.
Something, something, something. It's gold. It's the obnoxious. But there's like a sword. There's like a real sword with this thing. So that's what you guys unlocked. And that's how I'm going to give it to you. We're going to start our second round. This one is, look, I promise somebody's going to die today. And this is for sure how I'm going to do it. This one is called KIA on Tula. You remember?
Oh, no!
We left a rebel team and a secondary rebel team to maintain everything on Tula.
Make sure that this is down for kittens in a belly.
You might want to figure out how to spell belly.
K-I-A-B.
B-A-B. K-I-A-B. So, again, the fate of somebody in this storyline is in your hands.
This is so cruel!
Yeah, this is pretty fucked up.
If you've ever felt like you could have impacted the story in a way and you're like, I don't know, like, this is it. This is very Hunger Games in the sense that someone on this list will perish.
Oh my god.
And if you think that not doing anything and having it stay on E...
You're going to kill them all.
I'm going to kill them all.
Oh, no, no.
What if they want that?
And depending on whether or not I see how much interaction happens with it, I might do the reverse and only save that person and kill everyone else.
Holy crap.
I feel like this is like a Dark Knight moment where I want to rebel against Bert and be like, we don't have to play this sick game. Don't play this game.
So ultimately what I'm saying is...
We're going to both eat the berries at the same time.
You don't really know what landing on this does or doesn't do, and I'm sure everyone is very upset. But everyone's got to burn.
Okay, who are we talking to?
Light side, tier one. You remember from our defense, Kashyyyk.
Yeah.
Little Jawa Teeny.
No!
No! Teeny!
Oh, yeah, Teeny.
Light side, little tier two. Teeny's partner, Yuna.
Yuna! No! Oh, no!
Light side, tier three.
Oh, jeez.
The man, the myth, the legend himself, Krom.
What?
Oh.
Krom.
Dang!
Dark side,
by Krom.
Tier one, thank you so much. From the defense of Kashyyyk. Pilot extraordinaire?
Oh,
she just
no.
wanted to fly.
She just wanted to fly. She flew all the way to Tula.
That's so mean.
That's
wait,
Delva.
Kim's character?
Yeah.
Light side or dark side tier two.
Was his character? Was your character?
I had to double check to make sure that I didn't swap these around. We got good old lovable blue elephant man himself.
Het.
Het.
Oh, dude, I like Het.
Dark side tier three. Just wanted to make a difference.
No.
Just wanted to join the rebellion.
No.
Felt like he finally has a mentor, maybe a new brother or father figure in his life.
Oh,
you son of a bitch.
Keldor Kett.
No!
Well, the option is Krom. Everybody's going to land on Krom.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Yeah, we'll see what happens Krom's if you land on Krom.
Wait, no, but for real. Before anybody starts to vote, you said that whoever gets, like, preliminarily to start, whoever gets chosen will die.
Possibly.
But then you stay and they'll change it. You may still change it.
Depends on how much activity there is.
It doesn't know what it is.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
That's horrible.
Power. It's literally in your hands, Internet.
Oh my god.
Unlimited power!
Let's go.
Let's see what happens. Alright, I'm going to start this one up.
This is like a really fucked up horror movie.
This is.
This is it.
You know what? It's just because we have been so competent lately that nobody's died on our watch.
Yeah, that's true.
That Bert has to do this to achieve his sick ends.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. To be fair, originally this was supposed to be all of you, and it was Naeem's idea to put you in some sort of Saw-like fashion where at the end of the night, one of you would die based off this, and I've
then you were like, Aaron's going to do that to himself anyway.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wait, there would have been six options and five of us.
Yeah. Cool.
Cool
way to die.
Cool.
I don't
know,
man.
Really?
I mean, I'm here and I have a computer. I'd probably make sure that it didn't happen.
Tonight on Pencils and Blood.
You
blood
hear a sound, and then almost with that, it's gone. So you don't know where it was, and it stops, and you can't kind of try and figure it out. But you clearly hear the sound, and from your experience, you've dealt with this species before. So you successfully kind of pegged it where it sounded like a Trandoshan sniffing
a Trandoshan. Something.
A Trandoshan. This is the reptar, lizard-like people.
Reptar from Rugrats.
Don't say that, there's a little reptar.
Yep. That's the big thing that they're going to fight in the Coliseum. It's a reptar.
Reptar. It's just actual reptar.
And you win reptar cereal. It's great.
The baby's got to do what the baby's got to do.
The sound of, it's a Trandoshan that is kind of sniffing something out. But with that, it's gone.
What is a Trandoshan?
Trandoshan is Bosk.
Yeah, but that...
They're lizard people.
Wait. But it's like I would hear a fully grown Trandoshan. Like, I'm thinking it's something small, because why am I not seeing this?
Why aren't you?
Are they really crazy
probably
ninjas?
Should have perceived a little bit better.
You failed your perception check.
Well, yeah, but it's not like, you know, I get it.
To clarify, you're looking around.
See you.
It's not like he's like, oh, you should have turned to your right. You look out, looking everywhere. You don't see him. But there's clearly the sound.
And I've heard this twice, once in the hallway and once with the door open coming from the hallway.
You didn't see anything.
I didn't, but it's, I've only seen it with the door. I've only heard it with the door open. It was coming from outside.
Is it great? So if you can just hear, great, awesome. Yeah, so I'll go, I'll probably come back with, enjoy your sword, I guess. I don't know. And the guy leaves.
Thank you. Shut the door.
Okay.
I heard something. It was unmistakable. The sound of a Trandoshan breathing outside when the door was open.
Do you think we're being watched?
Yes, I do.
Tresh, she did also mention that there was another bounty hunter that would receive great rewards for the bounty that they delivered. Maybe it's that Rock Vado person that they were stammering on about, or maybe...
He is Trandoshan, then. That could explain that.
I don't know who he is. I just vaguely recall that he got to some job before Io did once.
Huh.
A long time ago.
Maybe that is who this is.
I don't know.
But I am concerned.
We'll have to Hopefully, be on the alert.
It was just coincidence. Perhaps he is staying in one of these bungalows.
I don't think we should assume that anything is coincidence.
Hmm. Well, we have some of the credits.
Yes.
Just like a hut would do, knowing that
I want to.
There's a casino here.
I want to inspect the crate of credits.
Yeah. It's like 10,000 credits.
Okay. And that's what's in there, just solid credits.
Correct. You can
and sword.
Go ahead
and sword.
Do a perception on it if you want to.
Yep. I'm pretty perceptive. Right. Of course, right. Mm-hmm. What's the difficulty?
Two.
Okay. I'll take a setback.
Sure.
To be a boost.
Yes. Good. I like to see that move.
Okay, well, I got 2 successes, a triumph, and 2 advantages.
Captain over here with the triumphs. Captain over here. What up?
So of course he did.
Yeah, of course I did. I told you, I'm really perceptive.
Sure. All right, so you go through it. You see all the credits themselves seem to be everything in order with the credits. So there's nothing that indicates like they're counterfeit or marked in any sort of way.
Sure.
So all of that is just straight up like you've been paid real credits. Triumph
There's like maybe something on the crate that has like maybe it's like stamping on it, like printing or whatever, or maybe like a painting or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's like a storage thing. So you more or less from this crate know that it came from like the vault.
The central vault.
And from your experience, so you know that this is paid direct, this is all mm-hmm. on the up and up, and is indicative of the fact that there is at least some level of credits that have been put back into that vault.
Yes.
Hmm. With that, mm-hmm. as you guys are kind of there.
Yes.
Unless there is something else in particular.
There is.
Okay, yes, please. Oh. Mm-hmm.
I would like to reach into my bag.
Yep.
Pull, well, R3W out. We've reversed. It's R-E-W, right, for Rue? Is that how we spell Rue?
I thought it was R-0-0.
Well, then R-0-O.
Is that R-0? Was that R-0-O?
R-0-O? Yeah.
All right, I'll have to come up with something else then. I'll just call him Rue for now. I'll pull Rue out.
Sure.
In my presence.
Or?
Well, I'm going, here's how I'm going to play this. I'm going to walk over to the door. I'll reach in the bag. I'm not going to completely hide what I'm doing, but she's checking the crate. So I'm going to do this kind of on the low, but if she notices, she notices.
Sure.
Rue, I need you to surveil the area up and down the halls. Feed me any information, anything you see. And okay. I'm going to open the door.
Talking.
Do your skullduggery.
It's now their time, really.
But yeah, but you're looking your stuff. I'm saying it like this.
It's just a great disturbance. It's a force.
And it's against... Killar, what is your perception?
Probably way
it's
heavier.
It's too... yellow
okay.
and two green. Person.
So it's going to be two red and two purple?
Oh, I got this.
What?
I got it. Because right.
it's my perception that he's rolling against.
I'm not going to use that. I'm not going to waste this stuff
Use it all. Use it all.
No, it's not. Why did I say that for something that's
your
important?
Light side, right?
Yeah.
Hold. Just use it like because I have a feeling that the chat room is going to take us all the way to tier 3 to kill Krom. So we're going to be getting stuff. So use
that's
all four
messed
of
up. The light side would try and kill a rebel commander. That's kind of messed up.
Those could end up blank, and you could get four more. Mistake. Yep. See?
One failure, one disadvantage.
That could have easily been canceled.
Wait, that's just the skullduggery portion, not the Rue portion.
Yeah. You told Rue this, but you instantly notice. How you react is up to you, but he's talking to himself. He pulls out Rue, and you kind of let Rue out the door.
Yeah. Well, I want Rue to patrol the hallways. And...
Okay. Rue is out and about.
Are the credits there?
Yes. what was that thing you were talking to?
Oh. I told you. Look at that.
We will use them.
Good.
We will.
Okay.
That was Rue.
So messed up.
Aaron's droid.
No. That was my droid.
Hmm.
Damn.
Understood.
Me and my boyfriend are staying broke.
I thought it best for Rue to patrol the area in case we are being watched.
Rue picked up some pretty useful information the last time we were in a casino. Misleading though it might have been, I think your actions were wise.
Yes, and perhaps we can use his skills on the escape as well to scout ahead.
Maybe.
He may come in handy.
I agree. Maybe going in the front door isn't out of the question with Rue's assistance.
Anything is possible. But I think we should scout around the casino and around the Colosseum in particular.
I agree.
Shall we?
Let's.
Okay. And as you both walk out the bungalow, mm-hmm. mask.
Yes, yeah, I put my mask back on. Yeah.
You still had it on. You already had it on.
I took it off when I was having a moment. when I was having an emotional
moment. She's a lot like Spider-Man. She can't like talk to herself without taking the mask off and saying so.
We're going to cut back to Chandrila. You guys are aboard the shuttle. It's kind of mad. It's not like it but I kind of imagine like the gunships from the Clone Wars, where it's like at the like open side doors, right? So it's like kind of like a Huey. So it's, you know, you're in it. There's space. There's these guys that are there in their armor. They've got jets. They immediately go to start kind of binding you guys, like to put binders on.
Is this really necessary?
I don't know. Is it? You tell me.
You see, we're unarmed.
Go ahead and roll. And do your negotiation on this.
Negotiation.
If you're super if you're super worried about the hammer, I can throw it overboard.
What am I rolling against?
The dock hammer.
All right, go ahead and roll 4.
Okay.
For that, and then go ahead and roll charm for you, Aaron, 2.
I'm going to throw in an extra ability and two boosts.
Yeah, yep. Do it. You got it.
What am I rolling again?
Oof. 2, yeah. Difficulty.
Okay. 4 successes, 1 disadvantage.
Disadvantages. Okay.
2 successes, 2 disadvantages.
Okay. Okay. You say that to the guy who's in front of you. He just looks over to Sar, and he just shakes his head it's okay, it's all right. But the dude who you were kind of like talking to, just you can't really get a sense because he's got a mask on. But just kind of takes a little bit more time, just like lingering on, staring at you. And then just kind of steps off to the side. You're like, I got this hammer. And Sar just starts cracking up. And he seems like he's kind of coming a little bit Aaron way. But this dude, who again was just kind of staring down the aisle, just kind of looks over at you, looks at the hammer, grabs it, and throws it out. The ship.
I could have done it for you.
He does the same thing. He's just still kind of just staring you down.
Are we standing, sitting?
You're standing, okay. Yeah. It's a short trip. The shuttle goes.
Wind whipping through our hair just enough.
Yeah. Hair's blowing in the wind.
Yeah. I feel a lot better if Rue was here.
Out of all the things you could think about, you think about Rue?
He's helpful. Now he's stuck on Tula with the rebels.
If we make it out of this alive, we'll get you a new droid. First, let's concentrate on making out of this alive.
Fair. Fair.
Please. I'm not joking. Please make it out of this alive.
I promise that I won't die.
Why did you have to say that?
Yeah, man, you never say that. That's what Sora says. You can't, that's... If you watch Holo videos, you can't just... You're gonna die now. That's a given.
No. If you can say that, you can't say, I'll be right back.
Did you Die Hard 3? You're right.
Make fists with your toes.
Yeah. That's the first one. Yeah.
Good trilogy.
Good.
It's Jedi Hard with a vengeance.
Yeah. It's just it's classic great. Jedi Hard.
Yeah.
All right, so...
Out of all the things we could have been talking about, this was definitely not on my list.
You're saying this out loud as Io, or is that you?
Out loud. Okay. As Io.
Yeah, well, I wasn't expecting to pick up two people waltzing in the Force this evening, so it's a strange night for all of us, I think.
Touché. Yeah.
Again, you can't really sense anything because he's got a helmet on, but you just feel like... There's probably like a large grin behind the guy's helmet. More he's kind of interacting with you guys. He's like, oh, but we're here. And as the shuttle is kind of like making a pass around, you see that there is the same kind of estate that you both are trying to sneak into before, but now you're flying above. And there's this large manor that seems to be, again, it's nighttime, so there's floodlights on that are kind of around different areas. You can even from this distance see that people are patrolling it. It kind of stretches out over these kind of hills and these vineyards that...
This is a different one, or this is...
This is the same
this
spot.
This is the same okay. one. Same one we got shot in front of.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Farther, you can almost see, like, the mountains that you had been previously shot at, and, like, where you had left your car, and you had So you see like that fence that's over there. Mm-hmm. You're taking a pass, and slowly the shuttle just kind of comes down. And lands farther down from the manor itself, as if there's a little bit of a walk. It's kind of like it's been turned into like a makeshift landing pad area. And the Mandalorian Tsar is like you said, there's no reason for it. You understand that you are hopelessly outnumbered and outgunned. And I'm sure you remember the experience that apparently happened to you a night ago, two nights ago. It seems I don't really remember them telling me. I can't remember when you guys tried to sneak into this place. But the lesson has hopefully been learned. I'm not going to bind you, but he's waiting.
Who's he?
You'll find out soon enough.
I'm done with the cryptic talk. Who is he?
And he just points. The guy who owns the place.
The mastermind?
He just laughs. The mastermind? I hope he doesn't call himself that, because that's stupid.
It's a terrible name, I agree.
Yeah.
But is that who paid you to deliver us?
I was not paid by the mastermind to find you.
Who were you paid by then?
He just starts to walk.
What's your name again?
It's Tsar.
Tsar.
Yeah.
Tsar what?
Stops, turns. Look, I'm not the person you want to spend your time talking to, but if you want to, look, again, I feel bad.
It'll take 2 seconds.
I interrupted your guys' moment. Tsar Draska, I am here to make sure that you are taken to go ahead and roll. At this point, do your charm. Because he's slowly kind of warming up to you guys a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still going to make it 4 difficulty because you're asking him to tell you who's at the top of the hill. And you...
1, 2, 3. Take 2 abilities.
Sure.
And now the dice are loaded.
And I'll take a boost because I'm... 5 successes with 1 advantage.
Okay. They'll tell you it all. Look, just act surprised when he tells you, if you even feel like you need to be surprised. If any, honestly, I don't really care if I spoil it because the dude is an asshole. You're meeting Tenor Brazenfoot, owner of Yamlock Corporation.
How do you spell that?
Tenor, T-E-N-N-E-R. Last name is Brazenfoot, B-R-A-Z-E-N.
Okay. No, he's from the Shire.
He's from the Shire, he's for sure.
He's from the Shire.
Brazen feet!
Well.
And it's best not to keep him waiting.
Understood.
Let's go meet Mr. Brazenfoot.
So, Tsar kind of takes the lead. Mm-hmm. Kind of just confidently, just kind of strutting as he's heading up these stairs. Already kind of unfolding behind you, in kind of like a strange formation, as the 4 kind of other troopers, and they're kind of making sure that you are following him along. You're making way through, he kind of goes around, so like straight up the stairs. He's taking kind of, it looks like there's commotion, there's people, there's all, again, it's nighttime, but little floodlights are on, there's people kind of doing something. He's like, so he starts taking you up a side path. Around. So let's imagine like there's like it's kind of through more of like a garden side.
East or west wing?
Proportionally, I don't know. Okay. Or positionally, I'm not sure which way you're going up. But Io?
Yes.
Go ahead and roll. Roll your perception.
Dang. What am I rolling against?
2 difficulty.
2. I'll take an extra boost.
Hasn't moved around too much recently.
Oh god. 4 failures, 3 advantages.
Okay. Again, there's still a lot of noise. It's like instantly, almost as you guys have gotten off, the shuttle is taken off again. almost like, and they just annoyingly kept like the spotlight on you as you guys are moving, as before it kind of like took off. There's still other ships landing, shuttles, so it seems like there's a lot of crew and equipment. So for like a brief moment, you're blinded, so you don't really see it before you're already there. Oh. But to your right, it's the worn, chipped, fountain statue in the garden.
From that night?
From that night. Go ahead and roll.
What am I rolling?
Cool.
What am I rolling against?
Four red dice. And one difficulty.
Oh my god, what?
It's four red dice.
Take whatever you want.
Yeah, clean it out.
Go for it.
I'll take that proficiency. That's it.
Sure.
One failure and one advantage.
Okay.
Or one disadvantage, sorry.
Oh, one failure, one disadvantage.
One disadvantage,
ooh,
sorry.
That changes it.
Could have been worse.
Not all pencils and more sense. Could have been worse.
Time starts to kind of slow down, at least in your perception, as the fountain itself, though worn, chipped in certain places, is still functional. And as the water is kind of flowing out of this statue, everything else around you kind of fades as the sound is just penetrating the very essence of your mind. And as you're passing it, again, there's floodlights on lamps. They got drones that are kind of maneuvering around that are illuminating different areas. It's nighttime, but all of it kind of merges together and reflects off the water, almost giving it the sensation of, instead of light, more like fire. And your mind is taken back to the night that you were taken. And as the water is kind of flowing into the fountain and rippling, and you're seeing this distorted image, it almost looks like the light, which looks like fire itself, is dancing around it. And you instantly recall back to your time in the temple where you had a vision.
That lied to me.
And at that point, if you remember it, it was fire. It was fire that consumed. Silivar.
I don't remember fire from that night.
But as the water is dancing around, you start to remember it was indeed water that he was drowned in. But as you were being held and strong arms looking down at him, you start to think back to that night as the life was being pushed out of his body. That night it was fire that was burning the house.
But as it reflects on the water, it's almost as if he had been drowned in flames, as that's what you were looking at. And you start crying.
I was looking at his eyes.
I hope.
Are we still walking by the fountain? Have we stopped? Have we?
You kind of come back out of it. Sar's just continuing to move. The troopers that are behind you have given you a decent amount of distance, but they're still kind of moving. Aaron is right next to you.
I hope. Okay.
Just keep walking. Let's okay. Get away from me. Let's go. We gotta go.
I'm here.
Let's get away. Just keep walking.
I sort of start pulling her along.
And as you guys move up the rest of this path, it kind of leads to the front of the manor. Again, there's these floodlights that have been set up. They're all kind of like focused down in front of like the door. And there is a table. There are three chairs. There's one individual sitting, it's basically two on one side, one on the other. It's an individual that's sitting at one of the chairs on the opposite side, the soul chair. There is three wine glasses, it's a bottle of wine. As you move closer, this individual to kind of cheat and fan cast it, imagine a Star Wars version of Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Okay. I got a picture.
So Boogie Nights, Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh, like MI3.
You idiot.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah.
Or Along Came Polly.
And Sar leads you to tables and kind of stands, points to both of them to you. Motions for you guys to take a seat.
I look at Sar. Did you have to take us this way?
Yes. He's kind of, even though, again, he's wearing a helmet, he's just confused. I guess I could have gone the other way.
You could have taken us straight up the path. Why did you have to take us by the East Wing Gardens?
Io, it's not on him.
Whoa.
Io.
Whoa.
Io.
Let's just calm down. Take a seat. I don't want to ruin this night any more than it already has been, it seems like, for both of us. The gentleman who's at the table has not said anything. He's just observing all of this.
Can you sit? I pull her chair out.
Okay. Zara looks at this person. It's been told to you is Tenor Brazenfoot. And again, you're hearing it through the Mandalorian mask. There's a little bit of that kind of metallic, Bane-like kind of effect to it. But he goes, "Here they are. I don't really understand why it was impossible for your men to do this. I found them just dancing in the woods." And he just kind of stares there, and at this point, Tenor just looks over at Sar. Sar looks at him. A good couple seconds pass where nothing is said, and the two men are just staring at each other. Finally, Tenor says, "Is there something else you wanted?" Sar just kind of tilts his head. "Besides maybe an attaboy for me and my guys, I just want to know what you expect me to put in my report when I talk to my boss." You can kind of see, again, in the light, Tenor Brazenfoot and kind of just grimaces a little bit, chews like side of his mouth, and his face gets a little red from frustration.
You can tell him that the situation is handled. Sarge just kind of, you just hear a chuckle. Is that right? Okay. Well, he turns to both of you. Again, I guess apologies for interrupting that intimate moment. My bad.
Sar, it's been surprisingly painless.
Arenval, I appreciate you making it painless. He just kind of shakes your hand. It's like a gloved hand. And he just turns around on a dime, starts walking off. But all of the troops that were there with him have stayed kind of at this point now, where you're in these chairs looking at Tenor, and they're just all kind of behind you, surrounding you. The weapons are in their hands. They're not pointed at you, but they're still there. Again, he hasn't addressed you, hasn't said anything. He just instantly goes for the bottle of wine. Pours Io a glass first. Pours Aaron a glass. Pours himself a glass. Even in kind of the cool night air, you're getting the aroma. You're seeing the bottle. It is 100% the same smell of the wine that you had bought at the restaurant, the $5,000 bottle. However, this is strange because it has no labeling on it. It's almost as if it's just like a green bottle, just like a home bottle of wine. But the same aromas are hitting your kind of nostril. Please don't be bashful. I know you like it. Apparently you've bought a bottle of it already, and I guess if I'm understanding this correctly, you wanted all of the bottles that we have. Please don't let it go to waste. Just let it breathe a little bit and help yourself. Shall we begin?
Begin what?
I'm here to make a deal. I tell you what you want to know. What I can. Whatever I give you is what it is. And then you leave this place. Never come back. And I never see either of you again.
I know we're probably not in a position to bargain, but we'd like to leave in our own ship.
You're correct. You are in no place to bargain. I can give you the same offer that we did before.
How's your Bothan associate? Did he make it?
How's your ship that you don't have?
I suppose he didn't make it.
Please, I don't want this to go to waste. I had to have someone find it. He goes and takes the wine and he kind of drinks it, and it's like, you know, he puts it back down.
It needs to breathe.
Yeah, that's what I said. But we don't have that much time.
No.
So you can either let it breathe or you can drink it. I don't care. All right.
This wine is from the Vale Daya estate. It'd be a shame to drink it and not appreciate it. It needs to breathe.
Fine. Let it breathe. Do we have a deal?
We both walk out of here.
Yes.
Intact.
Yes.
One piece.
Yes.
Unharmed.
Sure.
Both of us.
Yeah. Great. I get it.
And you tell me everything I want to know.
I'll tell you what I'm willing to tell you.
You tell me.
And you'll take it. Because, again, you're in no position to ask for anything else.
Alive.
Sure.
One piece. Unharmed. Both of us.
Alive, one piece, unharmed, together, alive.
Do I have your word?
Again, you're really... If I said yes...
Formalities are important to me. Do I have your word?
Yes, of course.
What are you willing to tell me?
Well, let's begin. What do you want to know?
Why are you here?
In my home?
In my home.
Let's see, we're going to get off on the wrong foot. It's not your home anymore. The Korvica family doesn't live here anymore.
Of that I am all too aware. Why?
We purchased it.
Are you here?
It belongs to me.
Yemla.
Go ahead and roll. Do your charm.
Am I rolling against?
Two. The natural setback.
Natural setback.
Yep.
It's a black, purple.
Yep.
Black.
So two purple, one black.
Got it. I'll take two boosts.
Sure.
And I'm rolling. One advantage.
Okay. Are you telling me that you've tried to sneak into this compound and you don't even know what we do?
Don't have to.
You're right. You don't have to. Next question.
What is Yemla?
Io. I'm spending time here that I should be spending somewhere else. We're behind schedule because of your guys' actions. And I need to get it back on schedule. I'm simply trying to resolve this cordially. But when you ask me a question and I say, no, next question, the deal is you move on to the next question. Otherwise, we can end this now. This wine will have a lot of time to breathe because it's going to sit here unbroken.
So my older brother was murdered right in front of me in those very gardens that we walked past.
Yep. Doesn't sound like a question.
I could at least be afforded the right to know who did that.
Go ahead and roll. Do your negotiation.
Against?
Three difficulty.
Taking one boost, one ability, and that proficiency, just one. Five successes, one advantage.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I'm not trying to deflect what you're asking, but what do you remember of that night? Because if my records are right, you were 4 years old. What truly does a 4-year-old remember? I assume it was a traumatic experience. I'm not trying to say that it wasn't, but
do you have some
from your own
mind. Childhood
are
very, very fuzzy and others are clear.
What do you remember?
That night was as clear as anything.
Great.
I remember hands that weren't gentle grabbing me. I remember Solovar Korvica's voice calling out for mine. I remember that despite him being an 18-year-old Mary Ellen, it took 3 people to hold him down in that fountain, including the one that was carrying me. And I remember that despite 3 people holding him down,
He didn't stop. He never stopped reaching for me. He never stopped running for me. That's why it took three people to hold him down.
And you want to know who those people are. That's understandable. Do you really want to know the answer? Do you really want to uncover that one up? Let me ask you a question. What do you really know about your father? What do you really remember as a four-year-old about your father? I'm hearing a lot about your brother. He seems like a brave man. Do you want me to answer this one?
I came all the way here.
Your father angered some very powerful people, Aya. Not me. Not Yelena. We just picked up the pieces. But when you embezzle and threaten to sell information to other people, certain powerful people don't look kindly on that. So whatever saint-like image you have of your father, I'm sure he was wonderful to you. But just don't look for answers to questions if you don't want the answer to it.
I came all the way here.
That's what I'm going to tell you. If you want to keep looking for those answers, that's on you. Just say that. The reason why that night happened might hit closer to home than you think. No pun intended, of course. Next question.
Cassio Corvica, what happened to him?
Go ahead and roll.
Oh, I'm not done. Sevka Corvica, what happened to her? What happened to Yannick Corvica?
Go and roll.
What am I rolling?
Your negotiation.
Against?
You asked a lot, so I'm going to make it one red, three purple.
Keith, would you mind if I took that last proficiency?
You do what you gotta do.
So I'm sorry, you're taking the proficiency?
I'm taking the proficiency. And those two abilities.
And the two abilities, nice.
And I'm rolling. Two successes, one triumph, two advantages.
Gotcha.
Ooh. Damn!
All right, this is it.
Cool killed them all.
Plot twist.
Just to confirm, you said three names. The three names you're asking for are?
Cassio.
Mm-hmm.
Sevka.
Mm-hmm.
And Yannick.
Mm-hmm.
I know what happened to Solovar, and I know what happened to Bogavir.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll answer it like this. You're the last surviving female of the Corvica family. So Sevka's dead. Apologies on your mother, of course. Father, as I mentioned, angered very powerful people. clearly that night wasn't a slap on the wrist. He's dead. Yannick, your brother, is currently unknown. I don't know what to tell you. We have records of him surviving that night. His status, I couldn't tell you. It's not really high on my priority list, as I'm sure you can understand. Does that answer your questions?
You said you have records of him surviving.
Yes.
How? Video footage, photographs, witnesses.
Go ahead and roll. Do you know your negotiation?
Against?
You're asking for... Go ahead. One red, two purple.
You did say there were records. Take one boost.
Taking a boost?
Just one. Fuck, it'll do. One success and one disadvantage.
He kind of looks over at Aaron. She's just always this difficult, persistent, I guess. It's
charmingly so.
Tosses a physical photograph as it slides across the table. It lands. You see a picture of Yannick. It's almost as if he's like looking up, like looking at something else. It's blurry. It's caught as if it's from like a security camera from like a spaceport. He looks 17 years old. Does that answer your question?
Do you need this photograph?
I'm sorry?
Do you need this photograph?
No.
Not that it matters, I'm putting it in my purse.
Didn't look like it. Goes for the wine again. Did I answer your question? Next question? Or are we done here?
It wasn't Yemal that did this.
It was not.
Then who was it?
That Io, you're gonna have to find out for yourself. Next question, or are we done here?
The paintings. Where are they? You'll have to excuse me, you've been here for years.
Paintings?
You'll have known
that they're not here anymore.
Where are they?
I don't know. They were either destroyed in the fire or we threw them out. They're probably at the museum. I just need you to understand something, and I'm trying to be as polite as I can. Why the hell do you think that we would give a shit about the paintings?
Because
what part of this do you think you don't even know who I am, you apparently don't even know what my corporation is, what we do, and yet we buy this place, and you expect us to keep the paintings.
They looked expensive.
I'm sure they were. It's my family's residence now. It's my family's paintings that are up there. Go ahead and roll. Do your perception.
Against?
3 difficulty.
I'll take an extra boost.
Sure.
Two advantages.
Okay. all you see is he kind of looks off in the direction. You see disadvantage. Okay. Nothing said after that. He kind of looks off. You catch a kind of glimpse of where he's looking. And you see an individual that's kind of just walking in the back, like heading into the manor itself. And as soon as he says, it's my family. It's portraits that are here. He briefly kind of looks over to the side. You follow it. It's the same individual that you met previously in the wine bar that you had seen before that looked like Malgray. Same person you had met on Sump. And nothing is said, but you get the implication that he's referring. He doesn't say it out loud, but he's saying, my family that lives here, as if that person who's walking in is his family. So to answer your question, I don't have your paintings. I'm sorry that I didn't keep them. To be honest, and to be fair, wouldn't have been a little strange to have kept paintings of the people who used to live here. Can you understand why I wouldn't have done that, Isle?
Again, they looked expensive.
Not that expensive. Next question? Or are we done here?
What else do you know about me?
Go ahead and roll. Do your negotiation.
Against?
4 difficulty.
I'll take another boost.
Take a boost?
Two disadvantages? Yes.
I know you keep trying to sneak into what's mine. I know that you're, for an assassin, I guess apparently not very good at it, since it seems to have been caught twice. So, what should I know about you, Io?
I'm open to new methods.
Great. Next question, or are we done here?
What do you know about him?
That's right. Aaron Val, let me ask you a question. Do you remember me? Go ahead and roll.
Family business.
You can just bluff and go with it if that's what you want to do.
I'll roll anyway.
Okay. Do your core worlds.
What am I rolling against?
4.
4
difficulty.
Okay. I'll just take 1 boost from the dark side.
Sure. Just 1?
Yeah, they're gonna get napalmed by a hut.
It's gonna go full dark side here in a minute. I know it. I feel it.
Well, if it doesn't, it's possible that only Grom will live and everyone else dies.
That's awesome.
2 advantages.
Yeah, so you vaguely, you can't pinpoint anything in particular. You're making an assumption between the fact of who this person is, the kind of situation that's there. The first thing that comes to your mind is potentially maybe somebody who had dealings with your father, but you don't distinctly remember it.
My father preferred working with other family businesses.
Is there anything that you wanted to know, Aaron? I always ask a lot of questions, but you've been rather quiet, which I feel like is what I've been told outside of your character.
I've been open to new methods.
So you're good then? No, no pining questions that you need answered. I mean, you've snuck. I'm sorry. You attempted to sneak in here as well. I'm just assuming that there's something that you want as well, otherwise, I guess you're just trying to dance in the woods.
We all are, in a way, right?
What does my family do with the Imla? Your man in the limo mentioned the Val family.
Yeah.
In above game, I wasn't threatening about the bottom. Like, that was a genuine...
Yeah, yeah. So you're asking what exactly?
What my family does with the Imla.
Go ahead and roll. Negotiation. Three. Difficulty.
Okay. We're just raw dogging it.
Just raw dogging.
Oof. One failure, two disadvantages.
Oof. To be honest, what the Val family did or didn't do with Yemla isn't really the point anymore now. So there really isn't much Val family left to do anything with.
So. No, there's not.
Any other questions, Aaron? Oh, I'm the Pirate King.
It's very majestic now.
I've been moving up in the world. No.
No more questions, are we good?
If Io's good, we can leave you to build your separatist droid army or whatever Zacchaeus said you were doing in peace.
At the mention of Zacchaeus, Eubankius, there's kind of a commotion off to the side as you spot Zacchaeus, who is being led, and he is bound. Unlike you guys who walked in on your own free accord, he is bound. There's like a gag on him, like a, just like cloth, but he's being led into the manor by two similar looking kind of jump troopers that had grabbed you, and he's shaking and like moving, and I'm gonna see if he sees you guys real quick.
Oh, Zacchaeus!
He didn't have some.
So he just kind of, as he's being led in, looks over and just sees you, and his eyes just go wide. He's struggling. He like pushes the gag down.
What was it?
You bastards! You did this! You did this! Oh, as he's being pulled into the manor. Yes, I've been told that you had spent some time with him. Do not worry. Authorities will come and deal with him as ever they see fit.
Aye.
Does the name Pothazer Khan ring a bell?
Should it?
Just curious. At least there's that.
Are we good? We done here? Any more questions, Io, before you hold up your end of the bargain and never come back here again?
So long as you hold up your end of your the bargain as well.
Alive, together, in one piece. We're missing something?
Unharmed.
Unharmed. Unharmed, together, alive, in one piece. We good? Would you like any more of that? Has it breathed enough?
I just pick up the glass.
Done?
Great.
So he gets up from the table. I would say that this was a pleasure, but it wasn't. But hopefully you got what you needed. And he looks off to the side. They're all yours. As he starts to walk away, emerging out from behind column, bush, Hoffa emerges from behind that bush. And you're both stunned.
Oh, shit.
As the guards who were behind you fire their weapons.
Oh, my God. What?
And you're incapacitated. And as you're kind of, as the glass of wine falls to the ground,
what?
Very briefly you hear Tenor say, well, they're alive. They're unharmed, stunned. They're leaving together. I feel like I've held up my end of the bargain. And he just walks up the stairs. And we're going to cut.
Damn, you should have had some wine. Right?
It's the least of my problems right now.
Damn.
Herg.
What time of the night is it?
It's the daytime of the night.
What?
Yeah, it's like early evening still.
Oh, it's early evening.
Yeah, it's
still?
Like early evening. And I was making a different reference.
But. Next morning is when the thing is supposed to happen?
Yes.
Okay.
So you're with Emrys.
Yes.
You guys are together. You're kind of catching up. She's trying to
end in
an hour.
Oh! I just really need to know what
tier
happened.
Tier 3 light side.
Crom.
You know,
Crom, yes.
It makes sense. I get it. Light side really came to bat. They really wanted Crom to live. That's the only way that I can interpret this. Because they went so far and so hard to make sure. No, okay,
you
have
to honor the people's wishes. Honor the people's wishes!
Yes, kill Crom.
Good. Yes, oh. Killing him?
We'll find out.
Oh.
When you find out what's happening on Tula.
Oh,
right.
Is this a dick move? Yes. Was I? Yeah, we'll find out. Stay tuned. Keep watching the show and you'll find out.
Dang.
It's going to make me tune in next week.
Yeah, I hope you're tuning in.
Yeah.
So with that, I'm going to restart this. We're going to start our third and final round. Our third and final round can end at any point. So come in hard and fast and strong. And our last one is called Cool Upgrades.
That's my
CCCAP. Alright, cool upgrade.
Light side, tier 1, is a voice modulator. So normally he's able to...
Oh yeah, he only has...
But this is an ability to kind of... He can replay audio if he's heard something or whatever. Mm-hmm. But this allows him to actually, he could change his voice as he's talking.
Well, for John Hamm.
Yeah, John Hamm. Perfect. Mm. Tier 2 is communication gear. So this is like enhanced communication. So he's able to kind of...
Breaker.
It's like military-grade upgrades. Tier 3 light side, he gets a much-needed, as we've seen before, armor upgrades.
Oh.
Mm. He always puts on any armor we get immediately.
He likes to wear things. Kind of like Aaron Bell. But Tier 1 dark side is slicing upgrades. This will allow him to hack into stuff.
Slicing dice.
Tier 2 dark side is weapon upgrades. So this is both the caliber of weapons that he programmed to use and more efficient with using them.
Mm.
And then tier 3 dark side is stealth capabilities.
Oh.
So with that, we'll start our third and final round.
Okay.
We start off with Emrys and Herg, who are in their cell. You guys have had moments to catch up, talk, whatever. Just
how much time has passed since the last time we were with Emrys and Herg?
Like an hour.
Okay, definitely had sex.
Yeah, 100%. I didn't want to go there, but when there was a moment, she's like, they'll be still fine.
Yeah.
And then it's okay. So you guys, it's dark, it's
pheromones.
Yeah, you guys are more feeling than seeing, but you make it happen, and kind of post that.
Favorite Springsteen song.
Not in the action, but post that, the door to the cell opens up. No.
Good.
And just, oh, God, what is that smell? Oh. Did somebody shit in here?
Really?
This is terrible.
That's what it smells like?
Well, yes.
My life there is. There is, the there, corner, there is a corner, yeah.
But also, we just had sex.
Oh, I don't want to hear that. This is
already combo.
God, so
different.
It's like a dude.
Who walked in?
It's like a dude. He's just a guy who looks kind of like the guards that brought you in. A couple more come in with him, and they're like, "All right, come with us. Come on, stretch your legs. Come on, come with us." And two of them step out, and the other guy's still in there.
Who's in the cell?
You and Emrys.
And that's it?
Yeah, because you guys have just been in there. I hope there was no one else in there. He's really traumatized.
Just a guy who's oh, man, what?
Yeah. Send me to the arena. I can't live.
Okay, so Herg is going to look back at Emrys and then look at this guy and go, who?
Both of you. Come on, let's go. It's training. Come on, we got to do this.
Why both of us?
You both need to train. Come on, let's go.
She is with child.
Have you no decency?
Come on, man. Let's go. I don't have all day.
All right, I'm going to shoot a look at Emrest like one of these.
What, you talking about Willis?
No. She knows what it means.
Yeah. She just kind of looks at you, and she's like, just kind of shakes her head and points to, like, it's kind of like motions to where she has, like, a collar around her neck.
Do I have a collar around my neck?
Yeah, you do too. Because you asked.
I sort of grunt. All this steam comes out of my nose. Yep. As I kind of breathe this air out and then walk towards this guard.
Yep.
And I sort of signal Emrest to maybe get behind me or to put myself in between this guy and her. So we both follow. We're out.
He kind of waits for you guys to leave, takes up the rear.
Okay.
And these guards are kind of maneuvering you through. Again, you realize that you're in underground, clearly underground.
Early evening.
It's early evening. I'm you can't really around. Tell because you're underground. But
I'm looking around. But I can tell because I kind of know how many hours it's been since we got dropped off.
Sure. You did get zapped and blacked out for
a minute.
That's true. But as best as you can, right?
Okay.
You're making your way, and they kind of lead you through what looks like an incline as they're kind of going up from out of the ground, out.
Any other cells?
There's cells. You hear people in there.
Okay.
Excuse me.
People, dangerous people? Humans?
You can't really see. It's like things like JavaScript, like a hand maybe comes out and you just slap it. And,
okay.
I like that it goes.
I'm specifically looking if
I'm
we're
a hand.
If we're Java, I'm looking for like the Rancor pit. You see what I'm saying? I'm looking for something that I could use as a distraction later, or some kind of a diversion, or.
And they just seem like they're all. You're just kind of moving you through all these hallway to these cells.
Got it. Okay, we're leading up.
Eventually, they take you to like a large, kind of outdoor room. So it's almost like. You're coming up out of these stairs, and it kind of comes out. It's like a mini arena. It's probably, like, it's just training. So you just see that there's, like, people there that are, like, bashing each other with sticks. There's, like, guys that are training. And go ahead and roll. I want to see if you know what this is. What do we land on the proper rim? Pronunciation of this? Xenology?
Xenology.
Xenology.
Yeah. Yeah, roll that for me.
Okay, what am I rolling against?
I'm gonna make it four.
Don't know much about xenology.
Don't know much about core worlds.
I'm gonna use one difficulty and one setback.
Sure.
Boom, boom.
Don't know much about the ship I'm in.
Roll it.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
Oh, that looks pretty good.
One, two, three, one, two. So this goes like this. Three successes, one threat.
Okay. You instantly start kind of assessing the room. You see that there's a lot of people training. A lot of the people that are there all have similar collars around their necks. There's one person that's kind of dictating it all. And he's like a strange, tall creature. And you're kind of looking at him. And it takes you a minute because... You feel like you probably have never actually encountered one of these species before. That's your threat, right? So you haven't actually dealt with them. But you've been called one of them enough in passing that you know vaguely of it.
It's not a Wookiee.
It's not a Wookiee.
I've met Wookiees.
It's like a strange kind of like... It's a Lasat. So this is like a strain. They're like the Zev... characters from Rebels. Yes.
They're purple.
Which I guess you describe them
like purple and cat.
Like cat-like?
Yeah.
Like the proto Chewbacca guy.
Yeah, exactly.
It's exactly. Actually, if you
like it is
where they took it, that's exactly what it is.
Chewbacca.
Yeah.
Got it.
However, go ahead and do a perception check real quick.
Perception is cunning. I need to upgrade some of my stats. What am I rolling on this?
Two.
Two perps. And I will use... I'll use one difficulty.
Sure.
Is there a Falzir track at palace?
Ooh. That's the weird things from Jedi?
The space horses.
Is that right?
Yeah, space horses.
Yeah. Wow.
They have real horses, like
one
Naboo.
Success.
Like straight up. Okay. Like the Kentucky Derby.
One.
We
have
one
success. One success?
Everybody wears things. One success.
Have a
space
is that correct, or are we just doing a bit? Is that what you got?
One success.
One success. As he's kind of dictating stuff, you notice that there is indeed like a sense... Oh, I'm going to phrase it like this. As you're moving closer, again, it's like nighttime, but there's lights and stuff, and he's kind of moving through the... like the shadows, like imagine like swinging lights, so he's kind of like directing people, doing stuff, but as you're moving closer because you're heading in this direction, it clearly looks like there's something wrong with his face and like the side of his body, as like it looks all types of like jacked up, like he's got like bits of like metal that it looks like he's survived some sort of blast.
Looks like the bad guy from The World Is Not Enough. Got it.
Perfect. Yeah. So there's like a lot of like chunks of things. It looks like there's like some like minute levels of like cybernetic, looks like kind of like piecing it together, but it's
yeah, it's just like
super just basic. Like it's kind of like if the equivalent of it was in Empire Strikes Back, Luke gets like a really cool, oh hey, this looks like a hand, and Anakin has like, this is a fucking robot hand,
it's
right?
Robot.
It's like more that more shitty level, right? So it's like there's no level of like, oh, we're gonna cosmetically make this. It's just like, no. You get this so you can like function.
And he's directing actions. Is he like whipping people? Or
no,
is he
he's
just...
not whipping anybody. He's just kind of directing all of the other trainers that are like training people. And as you kind of both come in, he sees Emrys and kind of moves over. And he looks at you and he's like,
this must be Herg. It is unfortunate, I guess, to meet you, but glad to have you here. If you're anything, if you fight anything like your life mate, you might stand a chance tomorrow.
So she has been fighting?
Of course. This is the arena. She's a great fighter. She should be proud.
Pregnant.
She is teaching them how to be warriors already from before they're born. This is quite a task, I think, and you should admire her. I don't understand Tagorians fully, to be honest.
Herg's kind of like keeping his head down and just kind of like looking around. And
what's the matter? And he like slaps you like in like the chest.
Ow. Look at me when I'm talking to you. What is his deal? Emrys is like, Herg, this is Glock. And he is one of the gladiators here. He has trained me, helped me survive some of my fights. I would say that it's through his keen eye that I am still here.
Then he looks back at her Glock.
Yeah.
Glock!
Glock. It's a softer glottal stop.
Oh, Glock.
Yeah.
Glock.
Glock?
Yeah. Yeah, so the way you do a nice glottal stop is you say human. So, like, think of the first part of human, so it's just Loch. Mm-hmm.
Loch.
Loch. Yeah.
Loch. Loch.
Most people pronounce it Loch, but it's
Loch. We're in the third hour there.
Yep.
And with that?
And that's where we end. But no.
Looks back at that guy, and Herc kind of reluctantly says, thank you.
Just kind of like puts a hand on your shoulder.
You can thank me by here.
And he starts to like jab with you and stuff. It's like, get out there and show them what it's really, how to do this. This is quite a spectacle from what I've heard that you will be into. And he just kind of stops and looks beyond you as the door that you guys just kind of came in opens up and Lyra is pushed into. Actually, I'm sorry, you guys came up from down below. This is actually like a door. Like she is being held.
Not the way
she came. She came a different way.
Not the
way.
Okay, got it.
And is pushed into.
Okay.
And so you see that it's her. She sees you and she starts to like walk over, and you see like a smile, like, oh, and then she just stops, and you see that her eyes kind of like widen in terror. And
I look to what she's looking at. What is she looking at?
She's looking at. Oh.
She's a.
Glock. Okay.
It's just pronounced Glock. Like with Glock. A soft glottal stop. Glock.
I feel like I'm doing exactly.
It's fine.
I feel like I'm doing exactly what you're telling.
Stop? A glottal stop? Yeah. It's like where you, like, instead of pronouncing the word, like, hard, I can't.
It's a very technical vocal term.
It's a technical vocal term. It's common in German.
I feel like I'm doing exactly that.
You say Ichbin instead of Ichbin. Yeah.
So it's like a human vocal thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, so that doesn't apply. Then it's still a lot. Because he's not human. He's not German. This guy I'm dealing with isn't German from Earth.
Yeah.
He's a big cat creature, kind of, right? What is he? Like a fuzzy koala? Yeah. What is he?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what things are.
Kind of a feline. Like a little short nose.
He's like an angry cat.
Yeah,
like grumpy
sort
cat.
Of, mm-hmm.
You got like the inverted legs too, don't they?
I think so. I think so.
Yeah, they got like those weird joint legs, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're kind of,
Yeah. Like elites from anyways.
Yeah, they can go on all fours and stuff too. Yeah. And
she looks at him
when they want to,
and he just starts walking directly over, picks her up by the throat, and starts choking her out.
I run over there.
With that. We're gonna end today.
Yes. Okay. All right. I'm gonna have to.
Tonight's
kill this
episode
guy.
Has been brought to you by the glottal stop.
The glottal stop.
When you need a glottal and you're on the road, pull over at your local glottal stop.
That's right.
Thank you, everybody.
Get some hot dogs while you're there. Some for 99 cents.
Damn it.
For dogs. Watching.
Get your hot dogs.
Join. Oh wait, no. I'm sorry. We're not done. We're absolutely not done.
Just
I'm not kidding.
Oh.
I'm 100% not kidding.
Moonlight.
This
you
is
won
a straight
picture.
Up Moonlight won Best Picture. we're not ending, but we're cutting.
Okay. Oh.
It's a pretty different thing.
It's pretty different.
Well, Herg was making his way
over
there.
Go back to your computer.
Everyone tuned out. Oh, we're done. Cool. I really hope you didn't. Yes. Herg was in the action of going to, like, what the...
Can you imagine if somebody did close their computer like, oh, now it's their dumbass banter. I don't give a shit. Like, they're just like, I'm in it for the story.
You're going to miss out.
I'm not done yet. Vader.
Well, we keep Darth
Vader. Darth
Vader, because Darth Vader definitely showed up.
Wait, what are we cutting to?
Io. Do me a favor. Go ahead and roll.
While I'm unconscious.
What if we just don't?
Do your survival.
What if we don't?
Don't roll.
What if we just take a nap?
Well, then it's, we're done.
Then we're done. We're good.
Well, then.
Sure. It's your call.
Go.
I'll go.
Okay, do your survival.
Survival. Okay. Against?
Two purple.
And?
That's it.
I'm going to take that proficiency.
Sure. I totally messed everything up too, because if they're still going back.
Oh no!
Joke's on you, we're still going! Get that back the other way!
I'm gonna take those two abilities.
Sure.
Take all seven.
Are we almost
done? Do it!
Do what you need to do!
We're never gonna get anymore.
Yeah.
I have a feeling Bert's doing something really terrible.
I think we're done.
Do it!
You're the only light-sided character.
I know.
Take all seven.
But why is it only me that's rolling survival?
Because you gotta survive!
You might die.
Because you are a survivor.
He's probably gonna make me do it too.
Do it.
I'll take the seven boots.
Sure.
Aaron would want to take from the dark side anyway, so you're okay.
Well, I mean, survival and all.
Yeah, right, you might fall.
No,
yeah, you might
take that back.
Jump.
I'll take five boosts.
So there's two more
there's
left.
There's two more left. Got it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I'm rolling this ridiculous roll. What am I rolling? 5 successes, 7 advantages.
Okay.
You're dead.
Wasn't enough. You need to try. just kidding.
Don't say anything until first. Okay.
You escape on a spacewalk.
You are coming to.
I haven't gotten to do anything this episode.
You're mostly dead.
You are... Definitely bound.
For real this time?
For real this time. In like a chair. You rolled successfully enough so that you kind of wake... You don't necessarily open your eyes. That's up to you. But you are fully coming to internally. So you could open your eyes and there's no sort of like grogginess, whatever. Do you open?
Yes.
You distinctly feel the sensation of traveling through space. You listen and you almost hear the very distinct sound of traveling through hyperspace. In front of you, motionless, are the two, as we've come to learn and know them by, murder children. They are standing on the opposite side of a kind of, not crate, but like holding pen that you are in. Next to you, Aaron Val is unconscious, but strapped into a chair, similar to yours. The two girls just stare at you.
What are you looking at?
They don't say anything.
Of course you don't.
Go ahead and roll. And roll your perception.
Okay, now use the two boosts.
Yeah, God. Oh, crap, what did I do? Against?
The dark side of the soul.
Two difficulty. That's it.
I'll take those two boosts.
Sure.
Five successes and one advantage.
The murder children don't say anything. They continue to stare at you, very shining-esque-like creepiness. Just stare. But farther up in the ship, the cockpit.
I never looked like that when Papa was training me.
You hear relax. A voice. Papa's voice. She's talking. You know, you can go talk to her if you want. And another voice responds. I'd have nothing to say. It's a male voice.
Oh.
Papa says it in response. You'd probably be surprised. The male voice answers back. Why don't you go talk to her then? Pause. Papa finally says, I guess both of us really don't have anything to say to her. And with that, we'll end today.
Oh, damn.
That was a good post.
Or are you cutting?
Oh, shit! I totally forgot! I have another piece of paper! No, just kidding. We're down for real, guys.
So recognize the accent of the voice.
I guess we'll have to find
It's the guy from the 7-Up commercials. Chris Benson, no caffeine. That's who it is. You totally recognize it.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in and watching. Cool we spot. Now have officially ended. No more Peter Jackson, Return of the King edits here.
Still, they're all good.
We're on the back of an eagle.
We ended tier three.
Valcor!
Light side.
All right.
So it sounds like Cool is getting some sweet, sweet armor.
The only thing he's ever wanted.
He really needs it badly.
Sometimes his own crew shoots at him.
I know.
So we'll see that looks like coming up. thank you, everybody, for watching. Thank you for participating, contributing, being a part of
everything. Thanks for the dice, people.
Couldn't do it without you. This one, I told... Normally Hector goes, hey, what's this episode called? And I'll tell him, but I couldn't tell him this one because it was called Valdaya, and that would have given it completely away.
Valdaya.
So with that, everybody, super exciting.
Yeah.
Please jump in that sweet, sweet Reddit. There's always things to unpack
so
on
many
this one.
Questions.
We appreciate everyone who comments in there. Always jump in the Reddit. Use hashtag #ThatIsAParsec.
What should Herg's babies be named?
Oh, there we go. Start that thread up.
No. We're going to need to know.
We're going to need at least 14.
What's the name for the half baby specifically?
Nick Nickerson.
Slick McNickerson.
Can the male voice be Coop?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it's Coop. It's just Coop.
Because I don't know her that well.
I met her that one night, and then I got myself arrested.
Sweet, you got it.
I got some tips I'm going to read.
Hey, Lucas!
Nice jacket.
Sick, so I'm here. Jay Pistole started the night off with some set pack. If they have loaded dice to use, that should be like an extra boost for all rolls from now on or something. Right, Bert?
He'd never do that.
A thumbs down.
Arsenal Roy 2K tipped a couple challenge. Mazel Tov Herg. Shop Revive.
I am Jewish.
Mr. Owl came in with a difficulty and ability. Thank you so much. Gizmo Scariot with a dark and setback. Redman Scott, usually I'm all about that dark side, but Crom gotta die. Graphite Helix.
Maybe dying.
If I must be partially responsible for an NPC death, so mote it be. Hashtag boost. Game of Joe B. Bert. You're a real SOB. #boost.
True.
Soup a lot. Wow, thank you so much. Boost ability. Yay, NPC Doom. Silver 10th. We need to make sure this stays in the middle. There can be no survivors. All must die.
I was kind of hoping for that.
All must die.
What the hell happened this episode? Yep. I was working on other stuff. Arsenal Roy 2K, I'm doing what I can to save Tini and Yuna. Sorry, Krom.
#proficiency. I'm glad that Tini and Yuna
Maybe. I don't know. They might all be dead and Krom's the only one.
That's true.
Yep.
Shoot, that is true.
Would I do something like that to you guys?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. I totally would.
Yeah.
Bradley Burnett.
Especially because they're there because of my one shot that you hated.
There's a burger named after Herg. Take my tips and buy Hergers for the whole cast and crew.
Let's do that right now.
Yeah, let's just go to Dancers.
Pasadena, guys. It's far away.
That's not too far.
Turkey that killed Zach, just a little hashtag setback. Fenry83, looks like the light side needs some help. Thank you so much. It's a hefty tip there. Gizmo Scariot, dark. Willy Wonkette, go IO go. Hashtag light and boost. Skirman, always on the side of the GM challenge. Gizmo Scariot, dark. Phoenix of Fire for Herg and Imres. Uberbaldi, I guess I should split these up to make it easier on the store. So here are 5 boost. And then Uberbaldi again, here's 2 ability. And then Uberbaldi again, and here's 1 proficiency. I'm inspired by how friendly Joe Star was when I met him. It's a shame Aaron Val can't use it. Haha, but really, thank you all for the show. You're all so kind and welcoming. It was great to meet you all.
Likewise.
Great,
everybody. So, real quick. Go around the room. Tell people where they can find you, what you're doing, what's going on in your guys' awesome, cool, super busy lives.
Oh, man.
We'll start over there.
Yes.
Hi, my name's Joe Star. I'm a comedian. You can buy my album, Heroic Effort, at joestarclub.club.
Hi, I'm Kim Cannon. I spell my name with a Y. I professionally take other people's words and try to make them sound real. And you can find me on my socials at Kim Cannon. And I have so many questions. That's it. I have so many questions.
I'm Hector Navarro at Hector is Funny. Here's the thing though, for naming Herg and Emres as kittens, Emres came from a pop culture cat. Herg, I ripped off of a Star Wars Togorian cat.
Borrowed heavily from.
I want the babies to be like
other references.
Other cat references.
Yeah.
Hit me up with all your favorite cat characters.
Yeah, I'm gonna name my babies Dr. Mall.
Dude, you said 14 or something like that. That was insane.
They're all gonna be named after Swat.
We don't know how many
it's
gonna be.
Was it T-Bone and Razor?
Yeah. And some Samurai Pizza Cat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, send it to me.
Send them to me.
I like
they're
that
so
they
bad.
Have names.
They've got more further than any turtle ever had.
There's definitely going to be a Luna and an Artemis in there, and a Diana. Yeah.
No, Artemis.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Sailor Moon.
Sure. Sailor Moon.
Cool.
Yeah. Hi, Keith Silverstein at SilverTalkie on Twitter. I provide voices when people pay me. That's what I do. I'm going to be at if you're in Arkansas, I've got a con coming up, Anime Con Arkansas, the April 13th, 14th, 15th. I'll be there, and probably somewhere else the next week after that or whatever. Do you know that in Arkansas, it's actually illegal to mispronounce the state name?
Is it?
Yeah.
Arkansas?
It's okay even right now, but if you were there...
Oh, shit.
What would happen?
It's illegal.
Oh, man.
Would you get fined?
I'm assuming that nothing is ever done when it is technically illegal. Yeah. Or so the internet says.
It's probably for, like, DUI. Be like, sir... Can you say what state you're in?
Yeah. Arkansas.
You said it wrong.
Kansas.
Yep. He's so drunk he's Arkansas. Yeah.
Arkansas.
Yeah. Arkansas.
Oh, I said it too now. Click.
No. Speaking of mispronouncing things, I'm Emma Fife. I can be found all over the internet at my name, Emma Fife, and I regret the detail of the glottal stop. I can regret it very much.
That's gonna. I mean, it's headcanon. In my
I spent
brain.
So much fucking time in college learning how to do it correctly.
Fun fact. I'm in genomics. I did not. So until next time, from all of us to all you,
may the force be with you.
Bye.
Stop.